Alright, so I watched a show for little girls called My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. So I'm going to talk about some of the physical impossibilities in the show. I know everybody's probably thinking the same exact thing, and I just want to make sure we're all on the same page before I start doing this. So why? It's what's on your mind. So here's the reasons. The show is awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome. And,
yes, it's awesome.
No, it is not. The animation is fantastic. You can't just assume things. That'll get you nowhere in life. In life. In life. In life. In life.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to episode 2 of the Elite Four podcast. I am your host, Reno.
I am your favorite six.
Yep, that's Mr. Six to you.
I am the Bruggles, the power source of everything.
Including this call, and I am the Niall the Buizel, the only Buizel in Scotland, as far as I know.
And what's this? We have a special guest. Who do we have with us today?
Hi, I'm Pokegirl. I'm just visiting for today.
Yeah, what's this? A Goyle on our podcast? What happened? What do?
This offends my gay sensibilities.
Oh dear.
Makes me. I'm afraid I don't know how to. I don't know how to act around women. I've been conditioned. To be honest, this just throws my whole perception of reality into question. I was informed from the minute I got onto the internet that there would be no girls here. I thought this was a boys only club.
And yeah. Well, it turns out you are wrong, sir. All right, so our topic today, everybody's favorite thing. What is it, guys?
Football.
Ponies!
Okay, here with
you. Are you ready? Are you really ready?
Everyone is always ready for ponies, except the haters.
That's right.
They don't count.
No, the haters are ready for ponies. It's just they're ready for disagreeing. But you see, we love and we tolerate. That's how it is.
That's right. Because we're all bronies here, or in Pokegirl's case, perhaps just a pony, because, well...
I think the correct term's a Pegasister or a Pegasus.
Oh, is that? Okay, I have actually never heard
there's,
that, so...
There's debate on the subject.
Okay.
There's debate on the subject. A lot of people don't like it. A lot of people don't like it because it's separating the male and the female bronies, which they don't think should be done.
Yes, there's no segregation in brony culture.
Exactly.
So,
equal in everything, including name.
For those
I'm going to have to probe this. What do they say about, transgender ponies?
let's not go there.
Yeah, let's shelve. Okay, no Poppins for a week, sir. There goes our PG-13 rating already, I think.
I don't know. Is that really?
Probably not.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so offensive, Andy.
So yes, those of you who have just logged on to the internet for the very first time in about 3 years, what we're talking about is My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, and yeah, it's a show that's awesome, and you should all watch it right now and induct yourselves into the herd. So I guess we'll all just start off by saying who our favorite pony or character of the show is. So who wants to go first? Don't all jump up once. Ruggles wants to go first, yes he does.
Well, okay then. I'll screw it all up by saying one that's not a pony. my favourite character is Spike. Because dragon. I mean, come on.
Alright. I believe that was the argument for Flygon last episode, was just because dragons. Yeah. So.
Yeah, because fucking dragons, bro.
That's right. Yeah. Alright, well, I guess I can go next. My favourite, I think, is gotta be AJ, Applejack. Just because she's got that kind of girl next door thing going on. She's, you know, that honest, loyal pony that everyone can depend on, and just gotta love AJ. She's got that country accent. Yeah, she's awesome. Respect.
Disappointed.
Shush. Alright.
I guess that puts me a volunteer for next.
That's right, it does.
Yeah. I've gotta say, and there's no way of really saying this without coming off as just a massive nerd fetishist, but I've got to say it's Twilight.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, she's just... Also magic, because magic is awesome.
Yeah. True magic, yeah.
But, yeah. Alright. Who's next?
Does
Pokegirl
want to go next?
Sure, I'll go next. If we're just looking at ponies in general, I gotta say Derpy's my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Okay, respect for that one. Respect for that one.
Are you okay, Rainbow Dash? Is there anything I can do to help?
Oh dear. The fan reaction for that episode was just priceless.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Derpy talked!
Yeah. And girl, I believe you told me you have that shirt, right?
Yes, I do. I have the Derpy shirt, and I also have a Fluttershy bag that I got recently for my birthday.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
All right,
come on,
six.
Then, Six. I think you're up next.
Well, I really like the seventh character of the main six. She's invisible. She never has any lines. The other characters don't talk to her because she's kind of shy. And she's there in every episode. You just can't see her because she's invisible. No. I'm being serious. Rainbow Dash has got to be. It's got to be Rainbow Dash.
Yes.
Completely lost.
Why do I?
I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
It reminds me of me.
Okay.
That's the pony with... But in case anyone's wondering, the pony he's talking about is the one. It's very hard to spot them. Sometimes you'll see them wandering around. They're a background pony, actually. They're not one of the main six. They've got a ninja cutie mark.
Right. Okay. You can find all episodes featuring those characters at mylittlepony.ninja, right?
.ninja. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. So, alright, then I guess we'll go through and just say kind of how each of us got started watching the show and or heard about it, and or if you're a pony OG or what.
what qualifies for pony OG? I must ask.
I think it means your cutie mark is like a dollar sign and you've got, gold teeth or something like that. Yeah.
What?
No, that's the OG thing. You gotta have mad grills, you know.
Oh, I see.
It's how you roll.
Alright.
Alright, yeah. Broggles. You seem to be our starter here, so if you're ready to go, go for it.
It's almost a righteous starter.
I don't know. Well, he's evolved.
He's the fastest one. He's the fastest Pokemon here.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, I'm an Arcanine. I think I have higher speed, don't I?
Extreme speed.
That's right. Alright.
Okay then, I think it was actually you, Niall, who told me about it, I think, a while ago. Like, I think it was 4 or 5 episodes in after the first season, I think it was you that told me about it.
I'm pretty sure it was the other way around.
Really?
Because I was...
I remember now, it was Loki that told me about it.
Oh, okay.
And then I told you.
Yeah, so this is kind of like that episode right. With the, where the cutie mark creators are asking Rainbow Dash how to get a cutie mark, and it turns out that all the other ponies got their cutie marks because of Rainbow Dash.
Now why would you ruin the entire show? God.
No, it's self-referential. Come on.
Should we? Huh? I mean, isn't the mention of Loki going to confuse some people, though? We should probably just explain that, just say that he's a friend or something. Yeah, Loki is someone else that we know.
Yeah.
Just to explain to the audience, I absolutely have no idea who the hell Loki is.
That's good enough.
Yes. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Alright.
The audience can relate to you if no one else, Six.
The audience can always relate to me, I'm awesome. Plus the audience.
And, I think I was,
what about the non-awesome people in the audience?
Go, Broggles.
Try again. I think I was like most other people when I first heard about it. I was kind of skeptical, thinking, well, it's about ponies. I mean, come on. Who likes My Little Pony? And I watched the first episode, and I was like, well, okay, that's not bad, I suppose. I watched the second one just to make sure, because it were a double part of the first two episodes, weren't it?
Yeah.
So I watched both of them, and by the end of the second episode, I was kind of like frothing at the mouth, saying, I want to see more.
More, for the love of God, more.
Yeah, that was... Sorry, go ahead.
I was say, that was pretty much what took from them, to be honest.
Alright. Yeah, that was more or less how I got it, too, because, I mean, I was mostly through consistent badgering from you guys that eventually got me to watch it until I eventually did. I think it took me like about 4 or 5 episodes before I really started to get into it. I think on average, that's probably going to be the average person's going to have to give it at least 3 episodes before they really catch into it. But yeah, definitely, you know, after that 3rd or 4th episode, I was like, yeah, I'm totally liking this show now.
So Reno's definitely a victim of peer pressure there.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, you know, I was just going to say, in regards to peer pressure, I mean, My Little Ponies isn't that bad, really, considering.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's more. I suppose it's more like tough love than peer pressure.
Yes.
Yes, we forced you to doing it, but we do it because we love you.
That's right. I accept you.
I guess for my part, I mean, I was surprisingly unskeptical when it came to the. I was informed first about it by Broggles, but Loki had some part in making me watch it as well. I wasn't actually. I don't remember being that skeptical about it. I just kind of. I mean, obviously, I'm quite a big fan of Pokemon, so I guess I never. I just thought of it as another cartoon more than anything else. Mm. And if there's anything I'm willing to give a chance, it's a cartoon. to be plainly honest with you. So it was a gentle nudge from a couple of friends, and eventually I started watching. I actually I watched the 3rd episode first. I mucked up a bit there. I watched the 3rd episode first, and then watched the first 2.
Well, that's not as bad.
I did lose a bit of context, like how they all became friends, why they were so loyal to each other, all that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
Anyway, I know all that stuff. Yeah. It's good.
Pokey girl.
Well, I actually used to watch the original G1 series way back in the day.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
It's way back.
Yeah. So you are definitely MLPOG.
That's right.
That is the best.
She's got that $ cutie mark.
But you know, I mean, the G2 I didn't really get into, and the 3rd and 4th one were just so dumbed down. It was ridiculous. It's like they were spoon feeding the lessons to the kids, and you know, granted, I'm an adult, okay, but still, it's like, okay, that's just way too uncomplicated. So I was very kind of skeptical when the new one came out, because you know, I figured, well, the last two were lovely piles of fluff and sugar, so I don't really want to watch the new one. But you know, I actually, one of my guy friends, Matt, recommended it to me, and I'm like, well, that's kind of weird, he's my age and a guy. Okay, now I have to kind of watch it, see where he's coming from. And I kind of got hooked after that,
and the rest is history.
Yep.
All right, Mr. Six.
Well, all right, I'm gonna level with you here. I was being the average teenager and saying that I'm not gonna do this because, you know, it's a cartoon. Someone pointed out to me that the fact I'm not gonna watch a cartoon for a cartoon's sake is kind of like the opposite of mature. They challenged me to watch 5 episodes without turning into a brony. So I watched the first 5 episodes in a row, and then I didn't become a brony. And he was very upset. Then I watched about 3 more episodes on the side during an art stream. And I did become a brony.
So it wasn't
like a cool story, isn't it?
It wasn't like at the rise of the next full moon you just woke up a brony. That wasn't
you were no, back to the next full moon. It did turn into a pile of cheese.
Wow, how did that work out for you? It wasn't like one of those.
You say it smelled a little bit fishy.
Okay, it wasn't like one of those super soft cheeses, was it? Like cottage cheese or blue cheese or anything like that?
Dear Lord.
That would be messy.
Limburger.
What a sign.
And the banter. Alright, so I guess, what's everyone's favorite episode?
Frankly, this just has to be said right again.
This is
Season 1, Episode 16, Sonic Brain Boom, will forever be my favorite.
Ah, yes. Yeah, that was an epic one.
Is that the backstory one?
That's the one
It's the Rainbow Dash episode.
It's the one I was referencing earlier. Where her Sonic Rain Boom gets all the other ponies their cutie marks.
Yeah, that's the backstory one. That's my favorite episode.
No,
well.
That's
Six is talking about the actual Sonic Rain Boom.
Rarity was falling, right?
Oh, that one, okay, right.
Now, While I quite like the Cutie Mark backstory one, I wasn't such a big fan of Sonic Rainboom. I don't know, I think I felt... No. I'm not a big fan of Rainbow Dash either, you can tell me to get out for that.
We can have a huge nerf battle of the fact that you don't like Rainbow Dash and I do, if you want. But I think better if you just grab me, you know, give me a sword and have at you. Oh god. And
okay, you stand with your feet like this that you can't see because there's no video to this, unless you go to Dot Ninja. But
yeah.
Okay, I think Niall needs a bit more time to think of his episode. So I'll just go into mine. Mine is actually kind of hard to think because I really, really like one of the most recent episodes that just aired, season 2, episode 20, in which Twilight just learns how to time travel. And that one
is
really...
I've got so much to say about that, but yeah, I'll let you continue.
That one is really, really awesome. But also, I really like... which episode was it? I can't remember the number of the episode or the name of it off the top of my head, but it's season 2, episode where Applejack... as pulled into the contest with Flim and Flam to produce more apple cider.
Oh yes,
yes. And who can forget the ending of that episode? Dear Princess Celestia, I didn't learn anything.
I was right all along.
Yeah, I was right all along.
I was sad about that episode because I thought Flam was an extremely sexy beast and didn't want to see him go. But
and not Flim,
I suppose.
Not just Flam, not...
Well, whichever one didn't... to be honest, I'm not entirely sure of their names. Whichever one didn't have a mustache. Yeah, yes, but mustaches are horrible. Why would you want one?
So you can twirl one and chuckle nefariously? Yeah. That's the main reason.
Yeah, but that's why Spike has...
Yeah,
yeah, but that's why Spike has a costume for that.
Well, no, there's the episode where Twilight actually gives him a real mustache through magic.
Yeah, there's that.
So...
Oh, my...
Alright. Okay, girl, what's your favorite episode?
My favorite episode is season 1, episode 15, Feeling Pinky Keen.
So close.
I really got a kick out of that.
Yes, that was awesome.
That's interesting because a lot of people don't like that episode. I quite like it. I know a lot of people.
Well, I know
a lot of people who don't like it because a lot of people say that it's got a religious undertone which they don't think should be taught to children, but I'm like, really? You're going to go with that? I was arguing against the kids' show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I find in general, like, Pinkie Pie is probably one of my lesser favorite characters, but I love that episode
really?
A lot. Yeah, in general, yes.
You like Applejack, but you dislike Pinkie Pie.
I don't dislike Pinkie Pie. She's just not my... She's just less favorite of mine.
I have to agree
less
with the
favorite
mystery dude here.
Yeah.
Both Pinkie Pie and Rary.
Yeah.
I'm not big fans of those.
Yeah, those would be my lower two of the main characters.
All around.
I'm gonna get so much stick for saying that, but you know.
You know, Rarity wasn't
but,
one of
so
my
yeah,
favorites.
So yeah, sorry, I kind of.
But,
yeah, she grows on you.
She
I think
does.
Rarity grows on you.
Yeah. Especially with
especially
the Diamond Dogs.
Yeah, the Diamond Dog episode.
Yeah,
it was
the Diamond
epic.
Dog fighting incident.
That was
a good
episode.
Yeah.
Although
this
it does.
This is whining.
Though it does somewhat teach it does somewhat preach the message that. Whine and you will get what you want.
Well, by that argument, I mean,
learned that well already.
I mean, with that argument, what about season 2 when she, you know, kind of flirted the, what was it, the cherry away from the one guy? Or
yes.
Fruit was?
Yep.
That was such that a poor friend. I felt so sorry for him. Like, the poor guy can't pull, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, here comes, you know, the fanciest pony in Ponyville coming up to him. And he just gives it all away just for, you know, a compliment.
Yeah. She's just, you know, fake hitting on him the whole time. It's just like, yeah, that was kind of sad. But
you're a bitch.
But that was an epic episode, however, that whole Iron Will episode. Fluttershy. That was hilarious.
So actually, I think I kind of interrupted you there, Pokegirl. What, you were giving your reasons for choosing that.
I thought it was cute, just the argument between Pinky sense and then magic and the differences and that and Twilight yeah. getting on the soapbox to argue it just really struck me as funny.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, not to mention, of course, Derby was in the episode and that made it for me.
Yeah.
Every episode of Deadbeat is twice as good.
I gotta say, I really love Pinkie Pie in the last episode of the Twilight time travel episode as well. Just her going along with Twilight, just the way she bounces in that black ninja suit is hilarious.
I just love, that's something that really, that's one of the reasons I really love Pinky, just that bouncing around thing is just so awesome.
Yes,
why can't
is.
We all be that happy yeah. all the time?
And in the smile episode too, that was epic, which yeah. is following Cranky Donkey all over Equestria.
Lordy, that smile song.
Oh yes.
Oh, that smile song.
It is impossible to be unhappy when listening to that. It's just impossible.
On YouTube, they actually have an animation breakdown that shows her walking and how it's broken down into the beats of the song and how it matches up. It's really cool if you guys ever want to check it out.
That is pretty impressive. You never really think about those little details that they actually, you know, take the time to work in. And that is part of why this show is so awesome.
Yeah, they've put time into it.
A lot of attention to detail.
I thought the animation in the newest episode, which at the moment is episode 21 of season 2, I thought the animation was absolutely stunning.
I actually have not watched that episode yet, believe it or not. I know.
I'm personally a couple of episodes. I haven't seen the time travel episode yet.
Okay.
I asked you in that, please tell me that Dr. Hooves is in it.
Yeah, if he isn't, that
If he isn't, that's just wrong.
I'm sorry, I didn't see him.
He was in it, yes. When she went on the pole and she was talking to the crowd of ponies, he was actually in the crowd and she was telling about, you know, how she got the warning from her future
self. Oh, okay. I don't remember seeing him there, but yeah.
I suppose I never really pay attention.
Yeah. If you guys go on My Little Brony, they have a few screen captions of it and saying, Dr. Hooves, why are you laughing? You know, this kind of created a paradox.
Yeah. That's what I love so much about the episode. Yeah,
I really have to raise this up here. I am always, like, I love cartoons, I love funny stuff, but I am always irritated when, you know, popular shit tries out time travel. Because as a physicist, I am always, my mind kind of melts with all the fantasy. I sit up and I turn into a droopy-eyed, armless child.
Well, we do have...
The thing that most gets me right is that Twilight went back to the past to tell her past self.
Well, yeah, that was the whole point, though. Was it the whole point was for them to make a time paradox so they could play with that, because it's funny.
That's right, yeah. I mean, if Twilight went to the past
the world.
Self, past self not to worry,
yes.
A past self worries and then causes herself to go back to the future, and that's such a shit. So it's like a big old circle, right? It's going on forever, obviously.
One thing couldn't happen without the other thing existing, and the other thing couldn't exist without the first thing happening.
Well, exactly. It's a bit like the whole reason time machines will never be invented in the first place, because if anyone ever did invent a time machine, they would just travel back in time and give it to themselves so they didn't waste all that time on it.
Well,
so they can just laser.
Sorry, there is the theory that they can invent a time machine where you couldn't actually interact with the past, so it was more like, you know, the holodeck, I guess.
I'm sorry, I just have to ask this, right? Did you just reference Time Splitters 3?
Huh?
Did you just reference Time Splitters 3?
Oh, Time Splitters 3 is such an amazing game. I don't know if you were talking to him or me, but I'm just saying that's an amazing game.
I have never played it, so I hope he wasn't talking to me because I've never played it, so...
The multiplayer in Time Splitters 3... I'm sorry, we're getting completely off track. Anyway...
Yes, it's just a point, you're not trying to do this, but all the same.
Yeah, and time
still,
travel.
Still, actually...
Particle physics.
The main character from Time Splitters 3 that
no,
I completely
forgot no,
the name... Ponify him, and you will have the most badass pony in the entire galaxy.
There you go. And while we're on the subject of pony, while we're on the subject of pony physics, we can link that awesome video in the liner notes that has prefaced this episode.
Yep, and if anybody who's watching the secret video,
yes,
see them.
That's right. The physics of My Little Pony, and why it's awesome.
It's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome.
It's awesome. No, it is not actually. The animation is fantastic. Yes. Anyways, season 2 versus season 1.
Oh boy, that's a tough one.
Lots
of quote. Just quick side note, my favorite episode is a bit awkward because my favorite episode would be the Discord episodes.
Oh yes,
ooh,
both of them together.
Yeah,
because,
you gotta love Discord episodes.
Let's face it, Discord is just studly,
that
even more so than Flame or Flam or whichever one it is.
Well, the cast for that, for Q being...
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Wonderful casting choice, wasn't it?
That was great.
I'm going to have to ask, I've never actually seen G134, so was Discord ever referenced in any of the previous generations?
Not as far as I'm aware. Like I said, I did watch G1, G2 is where my attention started drifting.
I think he was, actually.
Because I do remember seeing an episode where a giant, I think it was a wave of chocolate milk or something, ravaged Ponyville, and that was like G2 or something. I don't know, I can't really say.
All right. Let's face it, it's not the worst wave to ever ravish a city, is it?
Chocolate milk? Well, Pinkie Pie didn't think so.
So I think you just offended the entire, state of New Orleans.
Oh dear.
We're sorry, New Orleans.
I've also offended people with mustaches today. I'm just not doing very well today.
Well, it's better than last time. Last time we were drawing whole countries ire, so... Yeah, we won't have any nuclear missiles pointed at our podcast this time, hopefully.
We can try.
We can try, yeah.
Well, okay, do you hear about that thing that America is doing?
Careful, we have an American on the podcast this time.
They do stupid stuff all the time, go ahead. Is it about the internet laws and all that stuff, or what?
Well, actually, I thought that's a thing that, how are you guys actually saying that Rick Santorum is a good political candidate?
You know, I'm actually not. I like Ron Paul myself.
That's okay, then.
If I had to pick somebody, I mean...
Libertarian respect.
He seems the most honest, which I granted is saying something with politicians, but he does. If you actually go ahead and, follow his last campaign things he said over the past, for the most part, he matches up a lot better with what he's saying and what he's doing.
That's good.
But that has nothing to do with ponies, so...
Yes, unless we ponify all of these politicians at the same time.
I wouldn't want to know what their cutie marks would be if we did that.
I just picture all these kind of male Granny Smith aged ponies wandering around Ponyville now. All wearing, Yankee Doodle Dandy hats. Just because they can. So, season 2 of MLP, I think... they really started to step up their focus on inserting references that are more oriented towards adult viewers because, during that gap between season 1 and season 2, they really had the time to really recognize the brony culture that was growing.
Yeah, they definitely took notice of it, didn't they?
Yeah,
they definitely
it was season 1, they didn't realize how popular it was going to be.
It was already recorded, right? And they were getting that data as it aired, right? But then, it's like, wow, okay, we have all these 20-somethings, 30-somethings watching our show, let's think about this. And what's great, is that they encouraged it, right? It's not like most shows where they just ignore it or, try and sweep under the rug.
Oh, speaking of that, do you ever see the commercial titled Equestria Girls?
Oh, yes, great.
Everyone has.
Oh,
everyone has by
Girls
now, but
amazing.
It was magical. I mean, there are extended remixes of that and stuff, and it's just awesome.
I think we need to have that looped underneath
definitely.
In the background of this section,
Didn't they have a bridesmaid billboard too in some areas? It was of the, instead of the humanoid versions, they actually had ponified versions. I think it was bridal maids or bridesmaids or something.
That is awesome. That is up there with Rainbow Dash versus Starscream Awesome, I think.
See, they would never do anything like that in England.
No.
Are there laws and regulations?
Yeah, but sad.
Yeah.
Then again, we don't get that stuff in Canada either, really, so...
Yeah, you guys, it isn't just laws and regulations with you guys are all just so nice that you do it anyway.
No, it's because we have stupid FCC laws that prohibit or require certain amounts of Canadian content in everything in existence, so... Yeah.
So, just well, then just stick a pony in there with a maple leaf on it.
There you go.
Mark.
Yeah, a maple leaf cutie mark.
Why not?
So what else about... I think I liked season 2, or have been liking season 2 better than season 1, although season 1 had a lot of epic moments for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But just,
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, the season 2 definitely. It was definitely aimed more towards us, especially when you take into context things like Darcy speaking. Names of background ponies becoming canon.
Yeah.
And all those kind of things are just pretty awesome.
Yeah, they definitely took a lot of steps to expand the world.
And of course, my favorite episodes I should say, are in season 2. So I'm gonna have to agree with the consensus so far.
I think also for anyone who's just coming into the show for the first time that's never watched before, it's easier for them to get into it if they start in Season 2.
Because really?
I think so, because it's... Well, it just launches you right into the show. You know, there's you're losing the origin, that story, but you don't really need that to get into it, because you still kind of get through the Discord episodes, right? You get their characters in that episode.
I think what you're saying there, though, I mean, not to bring this back to Pokemon, but I got into Pokemon because I played Pokemon Red and then the later generations, rather than the other way around, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think if you watch Season 2 first, you sort of lose the magic that comes with, you know, starting to learn the characters.
Maybe.
In season one, because, wow,
I think,
I think it's pretty good.
I would say it's more for the super skeptics, though, that refuse to watch the show in any capacity. So if you, like, tie them to a chair and make them watch Season 2, Episode 1 and 2, they're more likely to love you after than if you make them watch Season 1, Episode 1 and 2.
I think I don't really count Season 1, Episode 1 and 2 as episodes. I sort of, like...
Well, they're it's an extended pilot, right? So...
Yeah.
So, any other points you guys can think of? Season 1 versus Season 2?
I think with... Season 2 not being finished yet, I still think it's probably got a stronger impact than Season 1, if only for the fact that, you know, we're following the other ponies around now, not just Twilight Sparkle. Even though she was great, it's still nice to see kind of their lives and what they're doing.
Yeah, they get the different centric episodes as well. I mean, obviously I'm a huge fan of any AJ-centric episode, pretty much. But the only one I really haven't liked this season, I wasn't a big fan, was the babysitting episode. Just didn't really get much out of that one, but...
Any particular reason for that?
It didn't really seem
because
to be
kids. I say because kids.
Because children.
I don't know, I just didn't find it that amusing in any way, shape, or form. It was just kind of like, yeah, this is what it's like to take care of children. That's your lesson for today, kids. That was about it. So...
I suppose you can say it's lowering pregnancy rates.
Well, I'm sure there are those who argue that watching MLP in general lowers pregnancy rates.
Yeah, probably.
I gotta say, though, like, I think just to, you know, be all stupid and serious and, you know, not very fun, like I am, I thought the bit where Pinkie Pie rejects Twilight and chucks her out the door, that's not very friendly. What are you trying to teach?
Well, I think the idea was that she was under stress, though.
That goes back to the hidden Pinkie Pie personality that we see in that one episode where they're trying to plan a surprise party for her.
Party one.
That one.
Pinkamina,
yes.
And on that day, a horrid fan fiction was born.
Oh no.
Not speak of.
That brings us a nice segue to the next section, I think.
Yes, it does. Notable... Any notable or favorite pieces of fan created material?
Also known as a 40-minute discussion on cupcakes.
Which I never read. And I think that's probably a good thing.
I've read cupcakes and sort of like, this is average.
Well, yeah, but, I think yeah. I had a look at the fan art and all the. I had a look at the fan art and most of the fan art was pretty horrifying stuff. I was thinking, wow, this is really. This would be terrifying to read. And then I got around to it, and it was kind of like... Yeah, I mean, I can understand the reaction.
I've seen corn scarier than cupcakes.
Well, you are a Pokéfer. It's kind of to be expected. We encounter things that...
And they're going to clean them for years.
Yeah. So, okay. On that note, have any of you guys played the Flash game Super Philly Adventure?
That sounds really worrying.
Okay, it's not really as bad as you're probably thinking. It's this Newgrounds Flash game where you play as a new Philly in Ponyville, basically. It's this very, very short Flash game. But
so
it has...
No,
well, you do, actually. But you have three different endings to it. And one of them is creepypasta level, like, the most disturbing thing ever that I've ever seen on the internet. Or it's up there anyways.
Well, I assume that most of you have heard of it. Any of you ever played the Luna games?
Oh, yeah. Those
things are...
I'm normally pretty resilient to sort of that sort of thing, but Luna game did get me.
Yeah, I think, I think my problem with it is that it's mostly startling. It's not scary as much as it is startling.
Oh, is it does it have a lot of gotcha moments?
Yeah, it's.
I was basically boring like 120 times a second.
Yeah. I think the just to give you the gist of it, basically you play as Luna walking, and it's a platformer for the most part. But as you progress, the usual consensus, there are about four or five Luna games, and the usual consensus is as you progress, the music becomes distorted, the lighting becomes creepy, and eventually you get things like I don't know if anyone here knows what Zalgo is, but basically it means corruption and decay.
Okay.
Is the idea. So you get Zalgo-fied.
So it's Zalgo-fied. It's like Amnesia Ponyville, then.
Kind of like a 2D version of that, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, the other one, if it's the ending, the blank flank ending is, it's only available if you play it between 11 and 4 a.m. or something like that, or 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. And yeah, you have to do like there's a certain requirements you have to meet when you actually just play the Flash game, and yeah, you get the really creepy blank flank ending.
You'll have to add that into the links as well.
Yeah, I'll just link the game, and then if any of you want to see that ending, you can either figure it out or just to Google YouTube search Super Philly Adventure blank flank ending, and you'll see exactly what I mean.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to say this. You are either a very, very clever person and a dick, or innocent, because right now it's 3 minutes to 11 p.m.
Oh, right. on your side of the ocean,
on
yes.
On our side.
Yeah. Yeah, so other notable... Well, this is probably my favorite one, because it's a long story series called Fallout Equestria. Now, that may sound incredibly silly, but it's actually very, very, very well written. And, yeah, it's really good to read. It's up on Equestria Daily. I think the series is actually finished now, like the written series is actually finished now, but they're slowly going through and adding, like someone's doing audiobook recordings of it, which are quite well done. And
fan
there's
cultures
also...
Fan cultures?
Sorry?
Fan cultures within fan cultures.
Yeah. Fan culture-ception.
That's right. And yeah, that's definitely one I would recommend checking out, because I mean, as silly as the concept sounds, I highly recommend it. It's very well written.
I've got a very similarly silly concept, I think, which is Death Note Equestria. Now, it's nowhere near in this... Yeah, I know. Oh, it's nowhere near in the... I don't think it's in the same league of writing. I wouldn't know, because I've never really gotten past the first couple of chapters of Fallout Equestria. It just wasn't my thing.
Okay.
But I really like Death Note Equestria, and there's an audio recording of that by a man with an extremely sexy Australian accent on YouTube. So, yeah, so you can check that out if you... You like it. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh, one other game you can check out. I'm trying to remember what the actual title of it. I think it's like called Scootaloo Learns to Fly or something like that.
That just sounds adorable.
It is. It's like the most adorable thing ever, and you will waste hours and hours and hours of your life trying to play it. Because it's just basic. It's just a basic... It's very much like that, pretty much. It's this momentum physics-based game that, you know, you have a time limit and you try to get as far as you can. It's kind of like, you guys remember Quap?
Yeah, dear lord, Quap.
It's kind of like that.
So much rage was wasted on that game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very much like that. If I can find the actual link to that again... Oh, I think this might be it here. Then, I'll put it in the liner notes for the show as well, so all of our viewers can waste their lives playing this game and hate us forever.
I personally haven't really read or seen a lot of fan-made stuff. Only two things that I really know of. I mean, I've heard a load of songs and everything, but... my favourite song really is the Avast Fluttershy's Ass song.
Oh, that's good.
I can't get enough of that. It's really good. And I've only read one story, as far as I know. And it's with Fluttershy again. This one involves a tree. I don't know if anyone's read that.
No, I don't. I have.
It involves a tree. The descriptive... Your descriptive powers are just amazing, Boggle. We might need more of the tree.
I could completely ruin the PG-13 and tell you.
Oh,
no. Wait, yeah. We need a sound effect for like what our PG-13 rating just goes out the window, you know.
No, we can't play sound constantly, really.
Well, no, it would only be the first time each episode, you know.
All right, I'll say it's Fluttershy having fun with a tree. Let's see that. Okay. Oh dear.
We'll move on.
Just go on with that.
Is the tree alive?
Since it.
Well, from a technical standpoint, yes.
Okay.
Well, I think my
tree powers activate. Any of you who get that reference?
I get that. I mean, oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if we're gonna go down that route, I mean, probably my favorite story in that the whole direction is to do with you're one of Luna's royal guards. And she finds your book. And she finds your book of poetry about her. It's very sweet, actually. I quite like it. But I can't remember the name worth anything. Never mind.
Okay. I think I'll link that other flash that I showed you guys earlier too, with the portal guns, because that is just awesome.
Yeah, that was
so many levels. Okay. Well, does anyone have anything else to add?
I just like to add one thing, really. I can't say much for stories or games, that's not really where I go. Most of the stuff I've seen has been artistic, and...
Oh yeah, there's tons
of I just want to say, like, the fan base for My Little Pony is either Japanese or have never seen them before. Like, they're seriously skilled at what they do.
Yeah.
Artistically speaking.
Yeah. Epic silence. I'm actually just contemplating this picture I'm looking at right now of the Rainbow Dash versus Starscream death battle on ScrewAttack.com. There's a fan art of that someone made. I just linked it in the chat there. Yep. It's pretty amazing, gotta say.
Oh, wow.
Wow. See, this is what I'm talking about. It must be Japanese. It has to be.
You'd think, yeah. But it's pretty epic.
Nice.
Alright.
Well, in regards to fan-made things, I mean, fan fictions that I've seen so far, I mean, I think the ideas they have are pretty good, but the implementation's not necessarily as great. I have been finding things, though, on my smartphone and my tablet. I have my little wallpaper, and you can put the different ponies on the back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've got
that's cute, but I've never seen it.
That less... Sorry, go ahead.
I've got desktop ponies, which is you get little animations of the ponies walking around. And
yeah.
what's quite nice about it is that they interact with each other. So you'll have depending on who you put out. If you, for example, if you put out the each of the individual Cutie Crusaders, they will interact with each other in certain ways.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, this one's kind of like that. It's just a little bit, you know, smaller files and things, and it's for tablets and phones. I don't think they interact with each other, though, on it, because that would take too much processing power, but it's the same basic idea.
Yeah. Also, there's quite a cool minigame you can play. You can basically play Pong with them. The computer controls one, and you have to control the other, and you kick a ball back and forth across your screen. It's quite amusing.
Yeah.
In a very solitaire-esque way.
I must be really sad first, I've never seen anything like that.
No, I haven't.
I'm so terrible.
Back to your last point there, Pokegirl, what you were talking about, fanfiction not executed very well. I think that just goes for fanfiction in general, doesn't it?
That's true, but I think with the fanfictions in general, maybe it's just like, you know, I'm used to the Pokemon realm, obviously, of fanfiction, and maybe there's just so much more of it to go through that you're more apt to find, you know, the diamond in the rough, so to speak, whereas with the My Little Pony fanfiction, I mean, I've been to probably 3 or 4 different sites, and for the most part, it's still... about the same level. I mean, once in a while you get a really nice one, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, my chair is
broke. Like, you know, a generic story told in a generic way using My Little Pony characters.
Yeah.
Well, I think one of the major problems, with My Little Pony Foundation is that it just hasn't been out there as long as Pokemon. I mean, Pokemon's been out there for so many years.
Yes, definitely.
People have had plenty of time to.
People have had the internet for the amount of time that Pokemon has been around. So
exactly. Whereas MLP is a completely new idea.
Yeah,
I have to say though, speaking of fan created content, the amount of stuff that's flooded YouTube is incredible. Like, I'm serious. The amount of original content that's in an original way. Yeah, you can go through the YouTube videos of My Little Pony and almost find something new.
I remember before all this MLP stuff, I had subscribed to about 20 people on my YouTube profile. Afterwards, I have about 102 people subscribed to my YouTube. Well, I'm constantly getting stuff in from that kind of stuff, so it's awesome.
All right, so I guess now, do you guys have anything you want to plug before we head off here?
Yeah, I just want to say Lauren Force is an absolute boss. I have no idea how to pronounce her name, and I didn't even know she did shit.
Having learned about
My Little Pony, I've researched it a bit. Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends is a great show. Everything she's done has been a great show. And
yeah, she has never made a bad cartoon.
Awesome,
she has never made a bad cartoon.
Yep. All right. For myself, nothing really going on at the moment. Still, you know, working on writing the usual stuff, working on Dimensional Balance and all that. It's coming, guys. I know I keep saying this, but it is coming. Yeah.
Work faster.
Oh, and yeah, if you guys go to 1337-4.blogspot.com, you will find our show page, and you can leave us comments. Please do so. Please, 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 please give us feedback. You could also do that on any of our profiles. Yes. And we will look into, I'm going to look into getting us a Twitter account for the show. It'll probably be 1337-4. You can look that up on your Twitters and your tweets. So, and please, you know, if you like the show, tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your enemies' friends, tell your grandmas.
Review us on iTunes. 1337-4.
Yes. www.4.blogspot.com. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, no, okay.
That's where you can find us.
I'm just imagining grandmas listening to this.
Being horrified. You might be surprised. You never know. I know there's a couple of people here that are over 60, so.
Including grandmas. Speaking of fan-made content, you know what I always did like? Go-Go Granny Racing. And now all those grannies can race on over to 1337-4.blogspot.com and come and see us.
That's great. No, there is nothing funnier in the universe than a granny peeling out. It doesn't matter what sort of vehicle it's in, it's just there's nothing funnier than that.
Okay, awesome, guys.
Do you have anything you want to plug before we head off?
Not in particular, just thanks for having me.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Nice meeting you too.
It's fun, guys. So until next time, we are the Leap 4 Podcast, and what, Broggles? Don't know what's taking us out tonight. Do you have a song ready to go? Or no?
No.
All right, well, we'll figure that out later. All right. Yay, preparation! And
so amazing.
Bye, internet.
Bye-bye.